Hello?
Eleanor, how are you?
I'm good.
This is Zach. Just giving you a call. We spoke briefly about your house on Garber Street.
Okay.
Are you still selling it?
Yeah, 200. Okay.
You said 200,000?
Yes. Yes.
When are you looking to move?
I'm not moving. It's one of my investment properties. Wait a minute, I got TV on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Do you have any other properties as well that you're looking to sell?
No.
Okay. I mean, how long would you need, to know that you definitely want to sell it? I mean, I know we've called several times, but
I've already definitely selling it for nothing less.
Nothing less than 200.
Yeah. Or I know it's not a big deal, but yeah, 200. Maybe 195, but that's nothing for y'all. So 200 is what I need to sell it for.
And when you say you need it,
what need to make
You happy?
Right. There's no other there's no major reasons or no need to sell. I can hold on to it.
And I mean, can you remind me, is there anyone living there?
Yeah. It's a tenant.
Yeah. And how much are they paying again?
Almost $1,000.
Thousand, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to keep them in there? If I let's just say I were to buy it,
Well, that's up to you. If you buy it, it's no longer, me to say anything.
Uh huh.
Not immaterial to me.
Mhm.
That's up to the new owner.
Sure. That makes sense. I think that we're close, and I mean, obviously, I'm not necessarily here just to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just here to just be honest. We hold a real estate license, and so, but I would be looking for this one for, investment purposes, just to buy and hold, for myself. So, I mean, are you happy with the tenants currently?
Yeah, she's very, pays on time. She's current. So, and they take care of the house.
Yeah. Well, if let's just say I were to do 195.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's a little bit more than I want to pay.
Yeah. Okay. But that's as low as I can go for you.
Sure. So it would be a net number to you. Are they on month to month?
Yes.
They're on month to month. Okay.
You probably can't even find her lease, Norm.
Yeah, that's not something that's... Oh, you said she can't. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. So what would be... I mean, I know we've talked several times, and, what would be the situation of, doing something today if I were to come to that price?
Just call me with where to meet you and your lawyer, and that's basically do your research, because usually your lawyer, you do investments.
Right.
You and your lawyer make sure the title is clear, and then I go to your title. People and I pick up a check and I'm done.
No, so that, I'm sorry, maybe I didn't phrase the question properly. So yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we would do, you know, one page agreement saying that we would buy it for one, you know, 95. We'd
Right,
pay for all closing costs.
yeah, but they find other hidden fees somehow to get me.
No, that what I'm saying is we would take care of all the closing costs. So as long as you're up to date with your taxes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm on a payment plan
Uh-huh.
with City of Richmond, so you know, I go down every month on the 15th to make my payments.
Okay.
I don't know if that means that I'm up to date or what, but I make a payment every month because I, you know, it keeps me from having to put a lot of money all at once down. So they break it up to payments, which is helpful. Does that
Right.
make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So you probably maybe owe a little bit in taxes,
Maybe
but they're just helping you know, kind of,
keep
you
it
know.
from going into collection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is good, you know, in that scenario. So, let me ask you this. How would a, you know, this 30 days, or like, let's say I wanted to close on April 23rd. Is that fine? I mean, 'cause I know where this property's at. I've seen the outside of it. I have property right off of Williamsburg Road. I'm sure you know where that is. Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
the 23rd is fine. I can
okay.
be there the 23rd to sign
Okay.
the papers with the lawyer.
Yeah.
Um,
So
then
basically what
go
would
to the
happen?
place to pick the check up. That's what I normally do.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't do anything else other than that. I
Okay.
can't because I've been scammed so many times by so but you know the routine. And a lot of times they always get out the house anyway and do what they want, you know, to them. So whatever is updated, not updated, it's immaterial because they're going to do what they want anyway.
Sure.
When you buy these houses from people, I've watched them.
Yeah. What's
You
your
know, I
email?
watched, which is nice. I'm not saying it's not nice. It's very nice
Sure.
that people money in it and then they double their money or at
Yeah.
least
What's your email?
huh
What is your email, Eleanor?
Sand Bank.
How do you spell it?
I'm not going to sign anything. I told you I will agree with you. I'm not going to sign any document. Are you sure you're not playing me to
Miss
sign something
Miss
195 and then come back? Well, I can only give you 170.
So Miss Eleanor,
Do that.
we have a real estate license here, and it's our fiduciary duty, and if you feel the need that we are messing with you anyway.
I'll sign it for 195, but if any red flags, the contract is deleted, right?
And you,
Red
no
flag
problem.
that you got to get. I already told you I can't get you but one time in the pro, and I think I've already let you in one time
Nope, you haven't
on the.
let, I haven't been in. I
Oh,
haven't.
well, everybody else has been in, but I can't because the boy is disabled. I told tell you I, this last time I went to pick the rent up, he really was different. He really was. I got a little scared. So I'm not gonna put anybody in the house, but I send pictures. Because I go every month, and the place is actually even looking better now since she's got a boyfriend there. He's painting the house out, and he's doing stuff. But anyway, her son is just he is one of he's one of those. Anyway, I'm not gonna put anybody. I'm not gonna put myself or anybody in a situation where. So if you go back out because of that, I understand. But no. 195 is what I can do, and I can sign a contract for 195. And I'm pretty sure I sent you pictures.
You know, so I don't have your email. What's your email?
Okay, SANDBANK Sandbank 870 at iCloud.com.
iCloud.com. Sandbank at Sandbank 870 at iCloud.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Sandbank.
And you know, like I said, we have a real estate license.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you feel that we've been unethical through this process while you work with us, then you feel free to report.
No, I want to tell you everything up front before I sign anything. I can't put anybody in the house.
I understand.
Only when I go pick the rent up, because he will freak out. And I don't know, he kind of scared me this last time. He was sitting on the floor in the kitchen, and she wanted me to foam around the pipes underneath the sink, so I started spraying foam. And I you know how a woman has a sixth sense?
Sure.
I went ahead and left because, I don't know, he was acting kind of weird, so I just stopped and left the premises. Because, anyway, but if you're saying next month, I should be picking the rent up on the first few days of the month. And then I can bring you with me to help me pick the rent up. But other than that,
yeah,
I can't have a bunch of contracts in the house.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay,
so
good.
What? So
a lot of people I've already sent in the house with me to pick the rent up. And I could just say you're my insurance agent that wants to, because I just put in a new toilet there to see if they will give me money for the new toilet upstairs. I don't know.
Okay.
And I can send you pictures. I thought you already had pictures.
Yeah.
Because you talked several times.
Yeah. So if you check your email.
All right, hang on. Yeah, I got it. Okay. Email. Go back. Is this
Forrest?
Yeah, Forrest Mc. Oh, McGree. You're okay. Are you Irish?
No.
Mick is Irish, I think, or English. I don't know, or Scottish.
English.
Mick. It is English. Okay.
Yes.
That's an old name. Okay, it says sign in. See, my phone. I don't like people talking bad on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find good movies that aren't stupid. I mean, I like stupid, but you know what I mean?
Okay. Yes.
Start signing. Is that what I hit? Start signing?
Yes.
All right. It's not loading for some reason. It stopped midway. I just got to give it a few minutes, I guess.
Yep. So if you click the little box.
Well, right now it says it's loading and it's not. Okay, here it goes.
Yep.
There it is. Okay. Article. Acknowledgement.
Yep.
Let me read it. E-signature. Electronic. Okay. Okay, that's the address. There's your name. There's my name. Okay, April 23rd is closing date.
Yep, does that work for you?
What day is that?
The 23rd is a Tuesday.
What? Tuesday's fine.
Okay.
All right. Yep, that's me. I didn't do it, but when I pushed it, it just showed them doing it. They really made it really capitalized.
Yeah, I made it capitalized.
Okay, I didn't do that. I didn't, because some people say when you capitalize something you're saying, it's out of anger.
Oh, no, it's just
I just,
to get
no,
the
I just
signaling and be punctual.
Okie doke.
That's how the county records it.
Oh, okay. So here it says, get your own. I don't want that. What do I do now? Is that it, or?
Scroll all the way down to see your signature. It should say
Okay.
like click adopt and sign, set signature.
Congratulations, you are all done.
Okay. Yeah, I got it back.
Download. Download. So that's all I'm saying. You know, I know no matter what the house really looks like, y'all gut them out anyway. So I don't need to feel stressed on, because people live there. And anyway, but it's a nice house. Really is.
Yeah.
It's in, on a nice street.
When would be the best time for us to come see it? I know that you said we have.
I have to wait till she calls to pick the rent up.
Okay, what time, when does that rent get paid?
She usually pays her rent. It all depends when her money comes in. Because sometimes they pay her early.
Yeah.
If the first falls on a weekend, she gets it on Friday. So then she'll call me Saturday. But if she gets it on the weekday, she'll call me right on that day to come get it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she usually calls me right when she gets her money, and then I go between, usually it's between 10 to 2 o'clock, and then I'll
Will you let me know a couple of days in advance before?
well, I can't. Because
Well,
she doesn't let me know a couple of days ahead. Because then that's a red flag. I mean, I tried to keep it simple. She won't let me know a couple of days ahead. Believe me. She's all about the moment. You know, she doesn't plan anything a couple of days ahead. She doesn't. She says, I
Right.
got my money, come get it. That's what she does.
Now, are you a little anxious about her?
Anxious. I'm not anxious about anything. I'm just letting you know the truth, letting you know heads up. I'm not anxious. I just don't. She knows where I live, you know. But that's if that's what you mean by anxious, I don't know what you mean. I'm just letting you know how I work the system, how I work with her.
Sure.
And I don't want to lose because she pays on time and she's a nice lady. And if you are a red flag, I don't want to lose her as a tenant. And I don't need to go through any stress of her upset, you know, that I sold. I just don't need the stress right
You gonna
now.
tell her that you're selling it or no?
Huh?
Are you gonna have that conversation with her that you're selling it?
No.
Okay.
Not until I sign the dotted line, because I've been scammed so many. You know, one guy, he gave me a good price on one house. He asked me, give me a good price on this house and I'll buy two houses. I did that, and you know he scammed, but I didn't sell to him afterwards. I don't know why he thought I would. He says, well, I don't want that one. I want the one you gave me the good price on. And I says, no way.
Right.
Goodbye. And he says, you can't break our contract. You can't break. I said, yes, I can, because well, I'm giving you what you're asking for. And I said, no, you're not. You
Tell me
said
that.
two.
Where are you selling any other properties?
No, I don't want to. I just want to sell one because everybody's asking me to sell this one. The other properties, I'm gonna hold on to take care of myself and to give to my children when I pass. That's my plan, if I can. But nobody knows when they're gonna pass. I
Yeah.
could live to 102. I don't know. But
Yeah.
I'm healthy, I'm fine. I'm just that's my personal goal. But who knows what happened in the future? If this works real smooth and I get what I want, who knows? I might keep your number, and in a couple of years, I'll say I'm gonna call him, give him another house because he was good to me. That's what I would do. I did that actually for another guy. Another guy bought 5 houses from me because he didn't give me any kind of, I went ahead and gave him another one. You know, and he's very thankful, but right now I think I've done enough for him. I did enough for him, you know. But I don't even know if I should have told you that. But he was very, very, like, my lawyer, go sign the papers with my lawyer. And then I went to his title search, and she had the check. And I said, yes, I will do this again with you. You made it very honorable, honest, and, you know, he says, oh, I appreciate that. But I had to, because my husband passed away at that time. So I had to downsize. There was no way I could do everything by myself anymore. But then after I downsized with him, I stopped. I said, I'm going to keep everything else. And now 2 years later, I said, well, maybe I'll sell another. So that's what I'm trying to sell to you. And I'm telling you the truth. If this goes smooth and I get my money, I will think about it in a year. I'll get you another one.
All right.
If, you see what I'm saying? But if it doesn't go smooth, I won't go through stress. I can't go through too much stress. Nobody likes stress.
The roof looks, I mean, it looks real, you know, it from what I can recall, everything looks pretty good. I mean, it has central HVAC?
Yes.
Do you know how long that is?
When she moved in, I had everything done 5 years ago.
New 5 years ago. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. What about the roof?
Yeah, and you probably already know this, but I'm just talking to talk. It's a slate roof. They take the slate off, and then they put a new, like, tarp. It's not tarp, but it's a certain type of tarp.
Yeah.
Then they put the old slate back on, and they did that when I, about 5 years ago. And then the back, I just had that all done in shingles. And then they were supposed to save the slate, but the neighbor next door stole it out of my yard.
Yeah.
And kept it for his roof.
What about the windows?
The windows are all fine. I think the dining room window, she left her keys in the house. She keeps saying she was going to replace the window. Mm-hmm. But I think she opened the window, forced the window open to get in the house. But like I said before, everything is in good shape or she wouldn't live there. Believe me, she gives me hell for anything she does. I didn't do that. She says, but can you help me? And I go and replace it.
Right.
So everything's done. The pipes are in good shape. All the pipes, electricity has all been upgraded.
Okay.
Toilet's been upgraded. Vanity upgraded. Kitchen sink ornament is upgraded. But it's still the old countertop. It's still the old... what is it when the water goes in the kitchen sink? It's still the same, but I like old stuff. You know, I understand having like open up rooms and making things look more modern, but
right.
There's some things you still want to keep the original.
Now let me ask you this: when we buy it and close on, I mean, if we say, look, you're selling the property, because look, realistically, you're going to get your money on the 23rd of next month. And if you tell her that, you know, you're selling it, and she's got to move.
I will tell her after I sign papers with a lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're fine. I'm not going to put myself in a position to tell her anytime before.
Sure. But I'm saying, will she move, or will
yeah, she's got family, she's got don't tell any, she's got two boyfriends, she's got one boyfriend, with a house that she could go live with. She's got a daughter that owns a beauty shop, and she stays with her daughter, some that has a home. She does real successful there. She just keeps the house because of her son. I told you, he's disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she needs that resident address to get his check and her check. She can't get that check living with somebody else's address. But she's got, you know, and plus, she even tells me, you know, she would like a smaller house. She always telling me that. So, you know, I don't know.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I'm going to discuss it over with the attorney. But everything's going to be fine. And, you know, we want the house. You know, I know, we've talked several times. So we'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, call me close to the first if you're still going. I mean, I don't know if I see
you're going through with it. Why don't you just
the first? I don't know.
Questions or doubts? Why don't you just give me a call? We're on board. We want that.
All right. Is your number on this contract?
Should be. How about I just text you real quick?
Yeah, text me your number and I can save it as a contact. I got somebody in your name and put. And then I'll put the address that you're interested in.
Yeah. Well, we got paperwork now, so let me
okay.
Here, let me send you a text. Okay. All right, I just sent it to you. You should be receiving it.
I just got it. Okay, yeah, I remember your name now. That was a long time ago we talked.
Yeah, well.
Okay, I'll see your phone number up top. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to know?
No.
Did you get pictures?
Let me check. It's possible. Hang on.
Because I don't even know if you're gonna get it anyway. You will get the house anyway, so I don't know if you want me to send you any pictures. But I send everybody pictures of the house.
How come you haven't signed with anyone else?
I haven't signed any contracts. You're the only one I signed a contract with. But I thought, that's why it makes it difficult. You can't have somebody walk in somebody's house, you know, without him freaking out.
Right. Well,
you sent me something else, too. I don't know what you sent me, but anyway, it said your name on it. But
yeah.
Did you ask me how many other people, or did you ask?
I'm just curious why you haven't gone with anyone else.
Because there was some guy. You don't want to go through what I've been through.
You can hear it
in their voice.
Uh-huh.
You're not playing games with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're calm. You're low key. Your voice is low key, and I like that. And I don't like, you know what I mean? I don't think you're scamming me or waiting to go look at the house and then drop out of a contract. I think you're going to get the house. See, I could hear people's voices. There was this old man. Oh, it was horrible. I told him, I know y'all got them out. Why do you keep the? And they all ask the same question.
Yeah.
The same. Must have a checklist on their computer before they And I'm like, I answer the questions before they even ask the question.
Yeah.
Because I know what they're going to ask. And then they get like, we'll call you back. And I get a call back, and I already know what a call back means. They're not going to give what you're asking for. They're going to try to lowball you, and then they'll triple their money. It's not going to happen. I'll just keep it. I'm not going to let that happen to me again.
Sure.
That's why the other people, they thought they were going to take advantage of me. And I wasn't going to let that happen.
Yeah.
That's why I said I'm not telling the tenant until I sign papers.
Right.
Because I'm not going to lose good money coming in. And the other guy that bought the other houses, he did not do anything until I had a check in my hand with the tenant. Then I called the tenant and told them I sold it. And I keep them in mind if I have something, a smaller house for her. I will tell her that after I have my check in my hand. I'll tell her. If I get a small house come a vacant, I will put you in it. Because she's a good person. She really is. She's a little high strung in her son, but, you know, I don't know if you have a little small house that you could rent to her. I don't know. But she's not really a bad person.
Okay.
Well, it might be you. I don't know. Somebody's sending some texts. But that's the only reason why. I ignored their phone calls later. You learn. You learn who's already prepared to buy the property. You sound like you're already prepared.
Yeah.
See, when you say yep, see, I like that. You're not playing voice games.
Well, we're gonna treat you the way that you should be treated. So, if you need anything from me, you give me a call anytime.
Okay. Well, did you find your pictures?
I'm still looking, and I'm outside of the office right now, but I'm technically in the car. So I'll find it when I get the chance. But you have my number. You have everything.
I'll just resend them to you.
Okay. Yeah, resend them to me. Can you send them to me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. What I'm going to do is actually, if you send me a picture, send it to this number here. I'm going to text you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you're sending me pictures, I prefer it to be on this number. 384-2863.
Okay. Oh, that's almost the same number of my son. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
No, he's 909, not 907. Okay. All right, I'll save this. Can I save this number too, or delete it after?
Yeah. You can save it.
Okay. All
right.
All right. Let me get started on this.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.